Good morning, Boker Tov. Welcome to dear colleagues and friends from around the country here for the Yarchei Kala. 10 minutes of meaning is sponsored by Shmuel and Esther Shaiwitz in honor of the parents and children. Please help yourself to coffee and to donuts. We are on the 26th and final chapter of Mesilas Yesharim, making the march towards the better and best version of ourselves following the formula of Rav Pinchas ben Yair. And this final chapter is the Midah of Kedusha, the quality of how to live a life, not of happiness, not the ambition and goal and defining factor of our life being happiness, but rather being holiness. And the Ramchal has defined holiness by a constant and a consistent awareness of Hashem in our lives, by attaching ourselves to Him, and by all of our experiences, though physical and material, being transformed and elevated to a connection with Him. The awareness that all that we do is in His service, that we are here to fulfill our mission and our purpose, and therefore to transform everything we interact with in that context. Enjoy a good shluf, but sleep to have the energy to serve. Enjoy a great meal. Eat in order to have the health and the energy to fulfill our mission and our purpose and our interactions in this world. Kfar Amarti. We're up to Kfar Amarti. Shein Adam Yachol Asos Bezeh Mitzido. Says the Ramchal, I've already pointed out that this final midah of Kedusha one can't attain on their own. In the end of the day, we are mere mortals. We're physical beings. We have limitations. We're fallible. So this state of quasi-perfection, or the closest we can come to it, no matter how driven, no matter how ambitious, no matter how much we regulate ourselves, we can't get there on our own. Elalis orer b'davur l'shtadel alav. The best we can do is hishtadlus. The best we can do is hisbonenus. The best we can do is to be contemplative and to be focused and to be mindful, to be intentional, to be aware and to be working on this always. But in the end of the day, to really achieve this level, one needs siyata deshmaya. Person needs to merit divine assistance and intervention. Pointed out a few weeks ago, and it's relevant again in this parsha of Vayakel. The menorah was miksha achas. The menorah was complicated and difficult. How do you make it out of one piece of gold? And so Hashem did Moshe a favor, and He did it for him. It was muchan me'ilav. He created it and crafted it for him. So this Fasemis is bothered. He wonders, if Hashem already made the menorah, then why does the Torah, and why does it need to twice give us all the details and the minutiae? Why does it need to spell out exactly all of its parts and its carvings and how it's made? If in fact Hashem miraculously simply handed Moshe the completed menorah because it was so complicated to make out of one solid block of gold, then why give us the details? Moshe just got the menorah. Svasemis says an incredibly important yesod. He says in order to merit divine assistance in anything, you have to have a picture and a vision of what you want. If you don't begin with a vision and a picture of where you're going, then you can't even merit divine assistance to get there. Even when it won't be up to you, and even when our own effort won't correlate with the result of the success, even when we need to lean on and rely on Hashem to intervene and to help, if we don't begin with a picture and a vision, if we don't have a diagram and a plan of what it will look like, Hashem won't help us get there. So that's the midah of Kedusha. What does the life of Kedusha look like? What's our ambition? What's our goal? What's our she'ifa? What's our aim? And even though we know when we begin that because we're mere mortals and we're fallible and we are victims of our own temptation and seduction and impulse, we need His help. But still, we have to have a picture of what it looks like. And it can only be done after we internalize all these noble virtues that we've been going through from Perek Aleph, from the Hagdama, all the way until here, until the end. From Zahirus, how to live a life of mindfulness and caution, how to eliminate the obstacles and eliminate the temptations, until Yiras Hachet. That's how you enter the Kodesh. That's how we go into the Kodesh. The Ramchal continues and he says, you have to go in order. You can't open the Mesilas Yesharim and skip right to the parak that appeals to you, that comes naturally to you, that seems easy to you, or that resonates for you. If you don't build it up like a ladder, you're going to collapse. You're like a zar lo yikrav. You're a zar with a baal mum. You have to first seek perfection and you have to make progress in growing in these specific areas. If you climb a ladder, you skip rungs, you skip steps, you run, you'll collapse and you'll fall on your face. But if a person moves slowly and incrementally, And of course, you can't perfect any of these steps, any of these midos, but at least we aspire, at least they're on our radar, at least it's a goal. If we move slowly and incrementally and we prepare, but if a person prepares and moves slowly and continues cleaving through that powerful love of Hashem and through that awareness and awe, the intense fear of Hashem, through, he says, this is what's critical. Person has to have self-reflection. Person has to, we're living in this world of so much noise. We're always informed by the noise. You never stop and just think or experience, feel the breeze or hear the rustle or feel the warmth, hopefully today, of the sun. If we're always hearing noise and something always playing in our life, we're always making that phone call, we're always running, then we can't have that, we can't detach in order to reflect. We're never fully present. We're absent present in all that we do. We'll never feel His presence. And we'll never be able to transform everything we're doing because we're simply on this hamster wheel of life. We're caught up and we're running and we're going and we're doing and we're trying to navigate through and around all of that noise. And we can't truly connect and experience this dabkos ha'amiti. And the goal is to attach ourselves. His dabkut, the Meshech Chochma says, the mitzvah of dveikus is like the root of the word devik. Devik is glue. Attach ourselves, glue ourselves to Him. No matter what's happening, got stuck at the red light, your plane is running late, the thing didn't work out exactly the way you wanted, the frustration of the meeting or the outcome of the result, but devik, glue ourselves, attach ourselves to Hashem. And if a person attaches themselves to Hashem, then you find that a Kodesh Baruch Hu will descend upon us this spirit, V'yashkin Abori Yisborach Hashemo Alav, Hashem will yashkin, like Shechina. The root of the word Shechina is Shachain. The Shachain is, He's accessible, our neighbor. He's right there. He's not esoteric and abstract. He's not far away. He's not someone I can't connect with. The Shechina is Shachain. He is right there, Rabbi Sachs, Lord Sachs, Hashchina Shachain. He's our neighbor. He's accessible. He's right there, like a good neighbor. Hashem is always there for you. So if a person lives with that awareness and that mindfulness and that presence, if a person is capable of detaching from the impulse and from the seduction of this world, if a person understands their mission and why they're here, if a person ascends the ladder of the midos of Mesilas Yesharim, then they'll arrive like a Malach Hashem Mamish. Eating is like offering a korban. Every action we transform to an act, to experience of holiness, and our whole life becomes one big avoda. One big avoda and one big act of avodas Hashem. Hard. It's very hard. It's not a coincidence that the Ramchal makes this midah of Kedusha the final midah, or Reb Pinchas ben Yair. It's the final chapter of the book. You can't skip to it. You have to build slowly and incrementally and add on and improve. Don't wait for perfection. You'll never get to the next parak. But if a person can slowly add and build, and we who've been zocha ever to be in the presence of a true gadol, of a really righteous man or a woman who are exceptional, who are living life, they're somewhere else. You know, we're here. And then you experience being in their presence and you realize you're occupying the same globe, your feet are on the same earth, but they're living in another dimension. Kemalach Hashem Amash, Chomasav, Kekarbonos Va'avodas. Their whole experience, their whole awareness, their whole serenity and tranquility, the whole way they interact in the physical world, it's all in a different plane, in a different place. They're Kemalach Hashem Amash. And that's not only reserved or meant for them, even though it may be harder for us, but it could be our aspiration. We could at least come closer and closer and grow in having that be our ambition. So Midas HaKadusha, a Yid, a Jew, doesn't live for happiness. They live for holiness. And holiness is not abstaining or asceticism from this world, but it's the way we interact with it and transform it and bring Hashem into it. We're only a few pages away from our Siyam on Mesilas Yesharim. We'll continue in 15 minutes with Living with Emunah.